Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, so human head transplants could become a reality in 24 months. Can you believe that? In 2 years, we could do head transplants. Here's the thing. I would love to have, like, a Jennifer Aniston body. So I guess if I was going to choose, I would probably want, no, you know what? I don't know. I don't know if I would want a man's body. Not that, you know what? Here's my problem. I hate asking my husband to do things because I can't lift it, or I don't want to, you know, mess up my nails because it, not because I need beautiful nails. It just costs too much to get your nails done to have it messed up and have to go back in. And you know, I really hate the idea that I have to sit on a toilet to pee. And I would rather not have to stand up and feel the arthritis. And so, I mean, maybe, I guess, if I had a head transplant, I still would be a woman. And I would still crave men, you know, sexually. But having a male body without the sex stuff would really make my life a hell of a lot easier. So I guess, you know, when I'm done with the boobs drooping and the uterus falling out and the vaginal dryness and every other issue I've complained about on air to you, unfortunately, ad nauseam, too much detail, I would probably go for a man's body, come to think of it. I don't know. Anyway, head transplants. Okay, apparently the first documented procedure goes way back to the 1950s. Vladimir Demikhov grafted the head and forelimbs of a little puppy onto the body of a different dog. According to IFLScience.com, disturbingly, he followed this with another famous work where he decided to make a two-headed dog, and unfortunately, none of the animals lasted more than a few days. Poor doggies. Then, there was a successful head transplant with a monkey that we remember. Back in 1970, Dr. Robert White, okay, was inspired by Demikhov's work. And he, I guess, didn't fuse the spinal cords of the donor monkey with the recipient. So I guess the monkey was paralyzed and needed to breathe with assistance. And unfortunately, the monkey, I think, only lasted 9 days. I need to go back and remember that. How long did the monkey died? Yeah, 9 days. Okay. Oh, see, I still have my memory. Okay, good. All right. Now, there's an Italian doctor named Sergio Canavero. Ooh, I love Italian men. Doesn't that sound Sergio? Oh, I forgot to tell you about the study of the, yesterday we were going to talk about the sexiest names. I wonder if Sergio is on there. I got to double check. Sergio's so sexy. Now he says that, you know, you got to be careful because the body could reject the head. But now, thank God to modern medicine, he thinks this head transplant will be ready as soon as 2017. True, there's ethical issues, but, you know, in science, they're like, you know what, let's just do it first, prove we could do it, get famous, and then you guys could decide about the ethics later. So, not saying that I would ever, as far as I'm concerned, I think that would scare me to transplant a head on somebody else's body. I would be like, no, thank you. But, you know, why would that work? Well, somebody is paralyzed, their body is ridden with cancer, etc. Then, you know, you suffered a major trauma, you could at least still be you and put on another body. Canavero is trying to recruit a team to further explore the possibility of such a technique and plans to announce the project later this year. All right, so the recipient head, of course, has to be cooled. All right? So, all right, and also the donor body obviously has to be dead, okay? But the body has to be cooled. Then the neck is cut, and then the blood vessels are hooked up by a series of cannula, et cetera, to make sure that the blood flow immediately gets to the brain. Then the spinal cords have to be, and we've talked about this, they were talking about doing these spinal cord transplants where the cord has to be completely severed pristinely and then reattached. Head is moved onto the donor body, and then you need to join the ends of the spinal cords. To do this, Canavera suggests using a substance called polyethylene glycol, which would help the fatty cell membranes meld together. Then they stitch up the blood vessels and muscles, and then they put the patient into a coma for a month. Then there's physiotherapy. The patient has to be able to, you know, recognize the new body, learn how to walk. All right, I'm still not buying it, people, okay? And, yes, there could be a risk of rejection, but they are going to be using buccal immunosuppressive drugs. Now, some of the other surgeons are like, wait, what? This is stupid. But some are like, well, you know, I mean, maybe. Now, what about the ethical considerations? I mean, here's the thing, okay? People are like, I don't understand. Why would there be ethics? What's the ethical issue? It's not going to kill somebody. It's not, whenever anything goes against nature, that's when there's ethical issues. Like, you know, cloning a sheep or then cloning another human. All right, this just, there's ethical issues because it's, and how do I word this, okay? One, on one end, you're messing with God or you're messing with nature, whatever you believe in, okay? Two, you're putting unbelievable power into a group of individuals, and that seems to concern some. Okay? Now, some of you are like, well, you know, I mean, we got the Washington administration. They got a lot of power. Yeah, but for some reason, everything they do is considered ethical. Who knows? But when it comes to something like this, especially with medical, oh, hell no. Nobody's going to tolerate that. So I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. If you have somebody who's completely paralyzed and they want to be able to hold their baby and they want to be able to love again and they want to be able to, obviously walk, et cetera, and they're not dead. You know, they are live and talking and personality and they love, but they need a body that works because the cords are down or severed. And the other thing that I question about is, if we have the ability later to transplant a head, why don't we have the ability to fix the spinal cord of somebody injured?
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I am a real sucker for coupons and stuff. I don't like to cut out coupons, but if I'm at, like, say, a store, and they say if you buy two, you get something you completely don't need for free, I'd be like, yeah, I need two. Talk myself into buying two. Well, I was at Target a while back. This is when we just moved. And I guess you got like a 10% off bathroom items if you spent more than $100. So I'm like, well, we need bath mats. And there was, you know, some of the cheaper bath mats that I already had in my cart. And then there was one that was kind of like those anemone carpets. You know that fish? The anemone, I can't pronounce it, that has, it's like an anemone. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it has those little, you know, soft projections. Well, Target had this mat, and it was obviously a lot more expensive than the cheapo mats. But it was looked like it was really going to be comfortable. So when I get out of the shower with my little tootsies, I could, like, step on the mat, and it really felt soft. Well, I buy it, or I put it in the cart, and it's kind of more expensive, but I tell my husband, look, we'll just buy two, so then we get the 10% off. And he's like, that makes no sense, but fine. And he goes, the cat's going to pee it up. Because, you know, we have three cats and a couple dogs, but one of the cats, you know, anything that's soft, he wants to put his tushy on it and pee on it. And he doesn't lift his leg. He's a boy cat. He just squats. And I'm like, no, 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 he won't. I'll make sure. Well, the cat, it does. So he will go on that bath mat. I'll walk into the bathroom. It'll reek of urine. And I'll look at him, and I'll be like, what? And I'll go over to the anemone mat, and he peed on it. So I got through on the washer. And basically, I've been throwing out tons of them, and my husband's sick of me buying them, but I really want this anemone mat for my feet. Well, one thing I notice is every time my cat goes, we call it pee-pee house because he doesn't understand a bunch of syllables. So I go, did you do pee-pee house? And then he runs. So I yell at him. And, you know, I cuss at him. I call him every name in the book. You stupid blank, blank, blank cat who does pee-pee house. You know not to do pee-pee house. You completely stupid pee-pee house. So I yell at him. But you wonder what? About, I don't know. Couple minutes later, he comes over to me. He's not scared of me, of course, you know, because I don't hit him or anything. Because he's not scared. And it's like we've made up. And I don't understand. I didn't understand that. You know, I'm like, doesn't he remember that I am thoroughly, extremely peed at him, ticked off at him, and I am going to be ripping him a new one all night long verbally? Well, apparently a study has come out that animals have short-term memory spans if you tell them off. And so humans, you know, when somebody tells me off, I could remember 30 years later. But these animals forget, which is why the cat keeps coming up to me for lovey-dovey. You know, little rub neck, little rub cheek, little rub under the chin, after I just chewed his butt out for doing pee-pee house. All right, so they say roughly for dogs, it's about 2 minutes. Now, some of you are like, no, 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 my dog is smarter. My dog, look, your dog will remember where the food is. Your dog will be trained, remember where to go potty. But if you yell and rip your dog a new one, don't hit them. They remember hitting, okay? Never hit the dog, ever. But you're yelling at them, they'll forget what the yelling is, you know? And maybe it's because they have no idea what the content is of what you're yelling. Maybe they just think you're kind of, I mean, they know you're mad, but then they're like, you know what? You know, she sounds like that when she sings. So anyway, baboons, pig-tailed macaws, squirrel monkeys have memories a little higher than bees. All right. Dogs forget within 2 minutes. Chimpanzees forget in 20 seconds. This is a new study that looked at 25 species ranging from pigeons to dolphins and found that animals have a short-term memory span average of 27 seconds. This is according to Johan Lind, associate professor of ethology at Stockholm University. They said apes do not remember better than rats. Human memory stands out because it is so susceptible. Anything seems to stick in the memory. Oh, I remember everything. If my husband said anything that ticked me off or anything about my mother, I'll remember that for decades. So what they did is they did a little stimulus, a little red dot. The red dot disappears, and after some time, the animal may see two stimuli. One, which is different, and one the same as the first. All right, so for example, let's say a black square. The animal is rewarded if he chooses the same stimulus after the break as he saw it before the break. I don't really understand where the red dot and the black square come in, but that's how they were able to test the memory. This, though, to me is not exactly the study that needs to be done. I want to know why I could rip my cat a new one. And by the way, when I rip the cat a new one, I also tell the cat where to go. I tell the cat to just leave the house. I tell him to go cross Tropicana Boulevard. I tell him to go, you know, that kind of thing. And he comes to me like he loves me. They say fish can remember where food is after 12 days. Canadian researchers trained fish to locate food before removing them from the tank for 12 days. When the fish were later reintroduced, Motion tracking software revealed that they could identify the precise location of where the food was. They looked at African cichlids, which is a very common, popular aquarium species. They have, you know, complex behaviors. Sometimes they could be aggressive, etc. But boy, did they know where their eats were. All right, so they took the fish out of the tank for 12 days. I guess they were in another tank, so they wouldn't die, obviously. When they put them out of the other tank, they knew where the food was. So, you know, don't underestimate the memory, but sometimes you can overestimate the memory. And just, like I said, never, ever, 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 ever hit or beat the dog. Now, we were talking about how to be more sexy, and maybe we need to change our name. And I forgot to talk about this yesterday because I think this is very, very important. You know, coming up on the weekend now, you know, we're like, all right, you know, I may meet somebody and, you know, they may not want to meet a Dahlia. You know, I should sound sexier. So we got some of the sexiest names and some of the least sexy names. So for male, some of the sexiest names for male is Alessandro. See, I think Alejandro is very sexy. I've always loved the name Alejandro. Ever since Zorro, Alejandro de la Vega. Very, very sexy, but that's not on the list. Alessandro is. Lorenzo, Rhett, I guess as in Rhett Butler. Rhett is making a comeback. Romeo. Wasn't Romeo in Sons of Anarchy? And I don't even know if in Breaking Bad there was a Romeo. I don't know. Mateo, Dimitri, Dane. Dane is making a comeback. Marcello, Dante, and Remy. Remy is making a comeback. And then for female, Scarlett, Nicolette, Natalia, Anais, is it? Paulina, Alessandra, Chanel, Soraya, Adriana, and Juliana. Okay? Juliana to me looks like Mayor Giuliani, so I don't know how sexy that would maybe be. I always thought Natasha was kind of a sexy name. Now, what if your name is Bob? You're screwed. They said the least sexy names are Bob, Ernest, Norman, Dick, and Howard. I don't meet anybody by the name of Dick anymore. Most guys now go by Richard or Rich. I don't think I have any young Howard patients come to think of it. Ernie or Ernest. See, Ernie and Burr ruined Ernest. Ernest, I think, is a great name. And then Bob, I think the movie, was it, what about Bob? What movie was it with the, there was a movie with, the guy from Ghostbusters, can't think of his name now, Garfield. I'm having a major, can't believe, he's a famous actor, I can't believe I forgot his name. Boy, I'm having a brain fart. Anyway, okay, what about females? What are the least sexy female names? Dr. Dahlia. No, no, no. Dahlia, actually, I think is very sexy, but it's not on the list. Gertrude is not sexy anymore. Bertha is not sexy. Agnes, apparently not too sexy. Ethel is not too sexy. And Mildred. So, okay, let's take a look at this. All right? Let's sexify your names. Okay, so for example, let's say your name is Bartholomew. Okay? Well, let's, you know, I mean, Barth may not work. Bart doesn't work because it rhymes with fart. Can't do that. Bartholomew. My name is B. B sounds cool, just like Bob. What's your name? Well, you could go by Robert, but if your name is Bob, you could go, hey, my name is B. What if your name is Ernest? You could say, just call me Ern. No, I don't know if that would work. Est? Ernie? No, you're messed. No, you're screwed. What about Norman? Man, call me man, Norman. You know what, Dick? I don't know what to call you guys. You guys just have to change your name. You know, females, Gertrude? You could go by my name is G. No, a girl cannot say my name is G. Boy, I don't know what to tell you guys. I don't know how to make you sexy. All right, guys, we talked to Dr. Stephen Sachs, oral maxillofacial surgeon, about the male pap smear, and people want to know about that. So we're going to talk about the male oral pap smear when we come back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, my go-to guru is Dr. Stephen Sachs. He's an oral maxillofacial surgeon that I go to anytime I have a patient where I'm looking at their mouth and I'm looking at something that kind of gives me the, you know, makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up straight, and I'm like, oh, gosh, this could be cancer. And so I want to introduce you, Dr. Stephen, who's been on the show before. Hi, Stephen. How you doing?
Okay, Dahlia, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no, anytime. All right, so I know making a splash is this oral male HPV test. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it literally is a splash. It's basically a new diagnostic tool that we use to detect oral DNA of the human papillomavirus. Basically, it's a viral particle that can exist in the saliva when people are infected with the human papillomavirus, or HPV. And basically, they take some saline, they swish it in their mouth for 30 seconds, spit it into a tube, and we send that tube off and have it looked at by some geneticists in another state. And they basically tell us if that particular type of strain of human papillomavirus is something that could potentially cause oral and pharyngeal cancer.
How long does it take to get the results back?
It takes about a week.
Okay. But the test is only a few minutes long, it sounds like.
Yeah, literally it's 30 seconds. You swish and gargle with some saline and you spit it into a tube. We put it in a FedEx box and send it out.
I think it's absolutely brilliant. Is it just men, or because I know men are usually more prone to these HPV cancers, but are you also finding women with HPV type throat cancer?
Well, for example, over the years we have found that head and neck cancer has increased in its prevalence. Mostly over the past three decades, we've noticed that there's increasing of head and neck cancer. Many, many years ago, it was thought that the combination of either genetics or smoking and drinking has led to people developing oral and pharyngeal cancer. But now, we just kind of asking more questions about why. So recently, the tumors that we remove from the oral cavity that are cancerous, we found to have a 70% predilection for the human papillomavirus HPV number 16, which is detectable in this test.
For those who join us, it is Dr. Stephen Sachs, oral and maxillofacial surgeon. This is something that my patients always ask me, and I want to ask you, because I have a friend, girlfriend, who I guess was very, very active in her olden days orally. All right, why are men getting more of the HPV cancers, whereas the female, is it the female passing it to the male? A lot of my patients ask me to draw this out. It's very difficult. My friend would like to know.
Well, 3% of all the oral cancers are HPV positive in men. Only 1% are HPV positive in women. There's a 4-to-1 ratio of those individuals who have oral HPV cancer that are men compared to women. The predilection is, for men is not really known, not really well understood.
So we're assuming maybe, you know, one of my patients said, look, my girlfriend has HPV. She had just had an abnormal pap smear. She has HPV. Should I avoid oral sex because it'll get into my mouth? And I said, well, here's the thing. You know, most likely, if she's had HPV, you're stopping now. You've probably been exposed. And so I recommended that he get this test. Did I do right?
Yeah, she did right. The best detection.
Damn right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, you definitely did right. The test itself is not a substitute for a good oral head and neck exam by a dentist or your physician. And the bottom line is, if you do notice anything that's unusual in your mouth, some type of sore or lesion or changes in your voice quality, difficulty swallowing, any of those things should be addressed by your physician or dentist.
Exactly. For those who join us, this is Dr. Stephen Sachs, oral and maxillofacial surgeon, that we're discussing the oral HPV test. So, I mean, it's obviously not a screening test right now that's being recommended, but who would you recommend get this test?
I would say any male sexually active between the ages of 35 to 55 that are wondering, they may not have a lesion in their mouth, but if they had multiple sexual partners, it's a higher chance of developing human papillomavirus. The human papillomavirus is very common. In fact, most adults, over 90% of the adult population, have human papillomavirus. 400, there's literally like 200 different strains of human papillomavirus, but only 9 of the strains have a propensity to develop an oral laryngeal cancer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you also thinking that your patients get the HPV vaccine? Your men get the Gardasil?
Well, the recent recommendations are, I'm pretty sure the men is anywhere from age 9 to 26 should have the Gardasil or whatever. I think there's another brand out also. Right, of the HPV vaccine. If men of people of those ages, that it's basically a cancer preventative. So yeah, it's shown to be very successful. And if you're already infected with HPV, it's really not going to have any effect because you already have it. But usually, like I said, there was 200 different varieties. Those varieties are usually self-limiting. In a couple years, your body just kind of gets rid of it.
You know, Dr. Sachs, another thing that I always kind of am curious about is most men are very, very sexually active when they're younger. Yet we see many of the throat cancers happen when they're older. And HPV, like with women, and like you had mentioned, a lot of times will just self-dissipate, go away. What do you think is going on? Because I don't understand this either. I can't figure it out. Why the older men would get affected with the HPV throat cancers, or are you seeing younger men as well?
Well, it is mostly 35 to 55, which I don't consider older. But the fact is that you have
when you look at the average 15-year-old teenage boy or 18-year-old boy, and, I mean, they put their mouth on everything, you would think that would be a higher age group, even though I know I see throat cancer more in your middle-aged population. I'm just wondering, does the HPV sit that long? It may be more long than men, or – yeah. Okay.
It does. It lays dormant in your body. I mean, you continuously have the virus in your system, kind of like the herpes virus that sometimes when someone has stress, they get the herpes simplex on their lips and on their face. It just lays dormant in your body. Now, there's several reasons it could be that it's more prevalent. I think one of the first and foremost things that come to my mind why it could be more prevalent is, yes, these viruses lay in your body dormant for several years, decades. There's an increasing use of drugs called biologics, drugs that depress your immune system. And those particular types of drugs, like the acyclovir-type drugs that are given to patients who have transplants or used for rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, that type of thing, that could allow the virus that was dormant in your body to kind of come out. Mm-hmm. Also, stress, the stress put on your body, anything that could lower your immunity could potentially allow this virus to, you know, replicate and start to turn in if it's the HPV-16.
That makes sense. So, Dr. Stephen Sachs, how do people find you?
Well, you could reach me on my telephone, which is 702-258-0085, or my website at NV, like Nevada, NVJAW.com. NVJAW.com.
Excellent. Dr. Stephen Sachs, always a pleasure to have you. Very informative.
Thank you,
they're probably going to offer you my job. My network's so impressed by you. Thank you for telling us about the oral HPV test. And, all right, guys, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Thank you, Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dolly, 1-877-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We have some breaking news. Unfortunately, Star Trek's Mr. Spock has passed. Leonard Nimoy has died at his Bel Air home at the age of 83. Unfortunately, this week he had been suffering from heart issues, and I know he had been taken to the hospital a few days back, and unfortunately we were, the news networks were notified by his son that he had passed. Apparently he had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which was it's a very debilitating lung disease that a lot of smokers get, and very rarely it could affect non-smokers. And he, of course, attributed his disease to years of smoking. He said he had given up the habit 3 decades earlier when he was in his 50s. Unfortunately, he still had the ramifications of the lack of breathing and the stress on the heart. I believe, in addition to Star Trek, many younger people would recognize his voice. I believe he was a voice in Transformers. I never actually looked it up, but while watching the Transformers, I'm like, that sounds like Spock. I'd be smacking my husband going, is that Spock? So I want to look up IMDb. But I'm pretty sure that voice was so, you know, just so iconic. And when you saw Spock, you know, Spock, you know, for those of you that know the old Star Trek, I know some of you young people are like, I don't know. The new Star Trek has, you know, all the cool-looking guys running around the place, and you know, Spock kind of is like the dorky guy. Yeah, Spock was dorky, but Leonard Nimoy made that dorky cool, okay? He was the coolest intellect dorky character out there, such that in the 60s, you were like, wait a second. If Captain Kirk calls Spock one of his good friends in the show, then we all need a smart guy as part of our group, all right? He was, I believe he was born to Yiddish-speaking Russian Orthodox Jewish immigrants. If you believe he was born in Boston's West End back in 1931, had been nominated for 3 Emmy Awards, and that's a shame. So I apologize to have to give you sad news. We knew he was struggling this week. It's a shame. Always hate to see somebody who passed who basically you grew up with, you know, on TV. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. More bad news. They say the seasonal flu vaccine was even less effective than thought, with a disappointing 18% effectiveness against the dominant H3N2 strain of flu. This is a drop from the projected 60-some percent that we were told that most flu shots are. Then it dropped down to 40-something. Then 23% was the number being given. And now they're saying 18%. The CDC panel thought that for the kids age 2 to 8, maybe only 15% effective. And they say the nasal spray version of the vaccine may not protect young children at all. Nasal spray, we start at age 2. Very, very frustrating. But I got to tell you what I've seen in my medical clinic, all right? With the flu this year, it was a very weird flu, all right? Not a lot of you had real bad high spiking fevers. You had acute onset. Maybe you had a fever for a day or two. Coughing, sneezing, all that. You had the body aches. You all had the body aches. But it also, I don't think, was as big a punch as some of the other ones. So, you know, what I want to say is, because I'm so afraid that these stories are going to mess us up for next year, where people are like, you know what, the flu shot was only 12% effective. It wasn't even, you know, helpful in young kids at the 15%. Forget it. I'm not getting it next year. No. All right. I still think these flu shots are pretty valuable. Yes, you know, man can never figure out nature and outsmart nature ever. But, you know, and there will always be mutating strains, and flu will still always try to, you know, weasel its way in and out and take victims. But, you know, I have to say, I didn't see a lot of the flu I expected to see. So here's the thing. When somebody says, all right, you know, when somebody says, well, you know, the flu shot was less effective, then I'm expecting my office to be completely ridden with the flu, with all these people that took the flu shot. Instead, I only had a couple flu victims who took the flu shot, and everybody else with flu didn't get the shot. They said it was worthless this year. All right. So the CDC, Dr. Joseph Breese, chief of epidemiology, says these low numbers, which are lower than we normally see, are because the flu viruses that are circulating have mutated to look like different than the vaccine strain. So the flu viruses are smart. They mutated. So now whatever the vaccine we get for our body to recognize the flu, it looks different. He added the H3N2 flu strain that is currently circulated was not factored into this season's vaccines because decisions about which strains to target were made last February, because it takes a while to get the vaccine, then has to get FDA approved, etc. So we had H1N1, influenza A, influenza B, but the H3N2 new strain, I guess, wasn't really well known until September. And by then, it's too late to make the new vaccine. And that explains what I've been seeing. This seemed like a different type of flu. Right? It just didn't, I didn't see the regular flu like we usually do. Maybe it's because the flu shot helped. Maybe it just that wasn't the big culprit this year. Who recommended, the World Health Organization, that this year's mutated H3N2 strain, as well as updated versions of other strains, better be in next season's vaccine? That's what happened with swine flu. Right? With swine flu, the H1N1, once we got hit with it, we're like, you know what, from here on out, H1N1's going to be in our flu shot. And everybody's like, fine by me. You know, fine. Then everybody got the flu shot the year and the year after the swine flu. And then people are like, I don't like the flu shot. It doesn't make it feel good. And then people started to stop. And I'm like, no. Don't be doing that. The CDC, of course, warns that the flu season not over yet. There's an increasing number of B viruses circulating, and the B viruses is what our vaccine helps protect us against. Children, unfortunately, has gotten hit hard. 86 children have died from complications of the flu as of February 7th, so we don't even have updated numbers coming into March right now. The CDC noted that in an average year, child deaths from flu vary from as few as 30 to as many as 170 or more. The CDC recommends that everyone age 6 months and older get vaccinated. The flu shot will be, if you're 6 months up until 2 on up, the nasal vaccine, which is now kind of being debated for this year's flu, age 2 and up. We also don't recommend the nasal vaccine for pregnant women because it's a live attenuated, meaning it's a weakened form of actual flu, whereas would rather you get the killed version, the inactivated version, so you don't get sick. To avoid flu, stay away from people that say they have it. Anybody with fever, coughing, sneezing, just stay away from. Wash your hands really, really good. All right? Make sure you protect your kids, especially 2 and younger, your adults 65 and older, people who are immunosuppressed, and we are still using antivirals, okay? Still extremely important. I had a lady who, to me, looked like flu. This was yesterday. 102 temperature, body aches. She was going for about 6 days. She was now 6 days into this. Now, my concern is usually these flu medicines, these antivirals, you really want to kick in within the first day or two, especially before 72 hours. But I wasn't going to mess with it. I still gave it to her. I'm like, honestly, to me, it looks like the flu. I'm going to treat you. So any symptoms, don't think just because in some parts of the country it's getting warm, you don't have to get the flu shot or, no, stay protected. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you 2 new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these 2 remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.